Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is Lisa Asbell, and it is November the 28th, 2016. It has been a while since I recorded a show, and I've been busy traveling and working, and I'll tell you all about that in a little bit. But the first thing I want to do is introduce you to my friend, Cindy. Say hello, Cindy.
Hello there.
This is my friend, Cindy Moore. She is my lifelong best friend since I stole her boyfriend at about 15 or 16 years old. And don't say anything right now, Cindy. You can comment on that later. We're not including any names here. And we are talking about all things 50 today. We both turned 50 this year, and it really brings around a lot of changes and a lot of interesting things in life as you get older. And I'm finding I'm changing every 5 to 10 years. I kind of reinvent myself as a whole new person. And so that's what we're talking about today. And I promise you, you're going to be in for a fun 30 minutes because we are both fun girls, and we both have kind of a lot to say, and I think you'll enjoy it. So, Cindy, I want to just kind of introduce you, and we're going to have this just great conversation about turning 50 and what it means. And I'll first kind of tell the listeners a little bit about me, and then I want you to tell them a little bit about you. So if you've never listened to the show before, again, I'm Lisa Asbell. I am a registered nurse, a mom, a wife to a great guy, 3 grown kids. I am now a grandmother. Love dogs, love travel, love all things New York City, love reality TV shows, love to travel. I have a corporate job now, but I'm still an entrepreneur and will always be an entrepreneur. And I travel every week. I love it. I love the inside of an airplane. I don't know why, but it makes me sick in some way, I guess, to some people. But anyway, but always been an entrepreneur since I was 19 years old. And one of my passions is helping other people not only discover what their passion is, but how to turn it into a profit. And I'll talk more about that, but that's something I've done over and over and over as an entrepreneur, and I really enjoy it. I feel like I really have a gift of insight into relationships and lives. I sometimes get a really good read on people, and that is a fun thing for me to do. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's very interesting. And I just love life. I live down in St. Petersburg, Florida, when I'm not in an airport or an airplane, and just really have a passion to inspire other women that no matter where you come from. I grew up very poor, really, guess a lot of love in my house, but in rural Georgia, which is why you hear the southern accent, and just really have a desire to do big things in life. And I feel like at 50, just over the past couple of months since turning 50 in August, that I'm really just getting started. I really feel like I haven't even started yet. And a lot of people that know me don't think that because they see some of the success I've had and they go, of course you've started, but I really haven't. And so that's a little bit about me. And then I'm going to, Cindy, I want you to kind of tell the same thing and tell a little bit about your background so everybody can learn a little bit about you too. So Cindy Moore, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Well, guys, I couldn't be living any opposite of a life than I'm living right now. From Lisa, Lisa's on an airplane, and I'm on a farm. So I grew up in South Georgia, too. Lisa and I have been best friends since probably in our early adulthood. But anyway, I live out in South Georgia on a farm growing peanuts and cotton. But my background is the medical arena. I was a vice president of some different medical firms over my career. I've recently retired and moved back to the farm, so yeehaw. I've had some health issues, but I guess we'll get into that later. But life is good, and I'm happy to be here. I'm one of Lisa's biggest fans. We've done a couple of businesses together over the years, and whatever she touches, it turns into money. So I'm happy to be with you today, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. We really do have a special bond, and we have a special relationship. And one of the things that I think it makes us most special is we're both kind of crazy. And people that know us know that we're kind of like peas in a pod. We really are not analytical thinkers. We're really creative people and creative women. And even though, like Cindy said, right now we're living kind of totally different lives. She's living on a farm. Her parents are aging, and she's really their caregiver right now. What Cindy didn't tell you is that she is one of the most positive, upbeat, uplifting women I've ever met in my life. And anybody that meets her is drawn to her instantly. She has had some health issues. She has lost her leg and is a below-the-knee amputee. And I'll let her talk about that if she wants to in a bit. But really, 10 years ago, I guess it was 10 years ago when this happened to Cindy, and she just truly never stopped. I mean, and she said a bunch of funny things to me through the years that we've kind of laughed about. But she has a great attitude about it and has always worked and made money and always been willing to be up for the next challenge and always to help people and do anything she can to help others. And so, you know, Cindy, I guess I'd really like for you to tell a little bit of your story, too. And the reason that I want you to share that is because today is all about turning 50, and it's all about what that has meant to us and what we're planning to do going forward. But we both have this passion to inspire women, no matter where you come from, no matter what your age, your weight, your IQ, that you can really do anything you put your mind to. And, you know, Cindy said to me one time, or she's probably said it many times, I used to complain in the night about, you know, having to get up to go to the bathroom. Or when I hear somebody complain about getting older and having to get up at 4:30 to go to the bathroom, now I have to actually put on a leg to go. It really put my life in perspective for me 10 years ago. And so I said, Cindy, I don't have to get up and put on a leg in the morning to go to the bathroom, so I'll never complain about that again. And the older I get, the more it's like 12 o'clock, 2:30, 4:30. But I'm awake anyway, so what difference does it make?
Right. And it's all about not whining. It's all about not whining about it, right?
Right. It's all about making the best of it. And I'd really, you know, I know your heart, and I know kind of the person you are, and we know each other very, very well. But I would like for you to talk about maybe some of your challenges. And I want you to be yourself and do it in the funny way that only you could do it, too. And, you know, from, you know, having four children, being a single mom, you know, just all the ups and downs, you know, working in a corporate position that you really got taken advantage of. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I'd like for you to kind of give the listeners today just some talking points, not only about what you're in your life and how you've overcome some of those obstacles, but basically how you just get through every day with the challenges that you have.
Well, you know, it's all about speaking life. I always say that when I tell my kids, don't be whiners. Don't be whiners. There's worse things. You know, don't whine. I got to get up in the middle of the night just to pee to put a leg on, right?
Right.
But anyway, you know, the thing is, well, 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with a very rare vascular disease, and you know, poor choices in life lead us to where we get physically. But you know, I decided those years ago that it was just a leg. It's just a leg. And 2 weeks post-op, I hopped up the stairs to work, and I ran a medical firm with probably 5,000 employees. And so, there's nothing greater than your mindset. I guess your mindset. I said I can do this, and so I did. And you know, a few months ago, I was facing some more health challenges. I went in to have another surgery on my other leg because my disease is vascular and it affects my limbs. So they went in and harvested a vein from my stump to my good leg, my right leg, and I went into renal failure. And so, you know, again, any other person probably would have just panicked, but I said, you know what, I serve a mighty God. And this is not bigger than me or him. So today I'm doing great. They harvested the vein. I got 40% blood flow where I had only 19, and I can run again. So God is really good. And I think my faith has probably, you know, kept me sane and not to give up. But, you know, one thing that you've taught me over the years is that you just speak. What you speak becomes reality. And so I speak life over myself and over the people around me, and that, there's no sickness bigger than what we allow it to be, right?
Absolutely. And I, you know, that is absolutely one of the things that I feel probably as I get older, and certainly in this last year of my life, we lost a grandson that was stillborn and premature.
Yeah.
And, you know, I for these listeners that don't know me, was a labor and delivery nurse for many, many years. That's another part of my life, another career I've had. I'm still a nurse, actually. I don't work as a nurse currently, but one of the things that when this baby passed away, it really made a big difference in my life, and it made me really see life as precious and short. And I think that I had lived my entire life feeling like that life was easy, that anything I ever wanted, I just went after it and I got it, and I just had huge success. And then over a period of time, you know, things start to change for you and you start to really have some of the tough hits in life. And so now I kind of look at life differently. In this last year, I really made some different changes and some different choices, Cindy, just because of that. Just exactly what you're talking about.
Oh yeah.
And
well, you
I
know, you see it differently. You know, death is a real thing. You know, and even being at death's door like I was, and the doctor said, you know, you got this much time left, and I said, I rebuke that, right? And so it's all about, you know, but it gives us great lessons. I have a grandson too that's with cystic fibrosis, and he brings me so much joy, and I pray all the time that, you know, his life will be long. But you certainly, with the death of your grandson too, it brings things into perspective of how short and precious things really are. You know, it does. And
well, it does. Well, it just makes you look at everything differently. And I think for me, I just went, oh my gosh, I'll be 50 in a few months. And have I really accomplished everything? I'm a big goal setter. I've always been somebody to set goals. And this is the time of year I do that, which is why we're going to start recording the show again, and we're going to be on here every week. And
we got to do our boards, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. But this is the time of year. She's talking about vision boards, that I've been doing those for years. And
yeah,
I've accomplished a lot of those things I do. That's fun. Now I do it more on Pinterest and more of a cyber kind of or virtual vision board, but I really believe in doing a physical one too. And I've even recorded a show about how to do those and how to make it a family activity. But I think it's, you know, I don't want this to be a sad show and talk about, you know, the negative things or the challenges, but we wouldn't be authentic people if we didn't say to those that will listen to this show that, you know, we're not alone. I often get emails from people. I've had a successful career, in the insurance business, and as a professional speaker, I've coached a lot of people. I've done some relationship coaching. I've done some business coaching. I've done a lot of sales coaching. I've done a lot of motivational speaking. And one of the things I get messaged a lot is people say to me all the time when they contact me, you seem to have it all together. And I have to be a very authentic person and say, well, it does look like that on the outside, but I'm no different than everybody else. We're all the same, and we were all the same people, and we all have our challenges. We all have things that plague us or bother us or are for us, and we're all the same that way. And I think that that's the message I'd like to give on this show, Cindy, and I think you feel the same way, is that it doesn't matter what's happened to us. We can overcome it. We can face life with a laugh and a joy and live in the moment, too.
And we can't help others. What are we doing? I mean, our purpose here is, you know, my grandmother, she's 95, and bless her heart, she's just broke her neck a month ago, and she was riding her John Deere Gator this morning. Hallelujah.
Everybody loves Nana.
Right.
Nana is one of those girls.
She is salt of the earth. But, you know, I watch her, and I think, you know, wow, if I could just be half the woman she is. Well, I still got time because I'm half her age, right? So, you know, with all that being said, I want to talk about and brag on you a little bit. Like, Lisa is a big dreamer. She is, and, you know, over the years, we've accomplished a lot together, but I tell you, she keeps me motivated. And what I want to hear about today and share with everybody else is let's hear about our new business coming up, and she's a big reality freak. She is a big reality show freak, but we're going to put her on reality TV. So let's hear a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, freak is right. You know, I've had a passion for reality shows forever, and you know that.
I love it.
The minute they started coming out years ago, I was like, oh, my God, this is incredible. And
we need to be on TV. Didn't we say that?
I know. Well, right. Like, why don't we have on our show? We're funny.
Yeah,
we're funny
yeah.
women. Everybody would watch it, right?
Right.
But I've always just, I saw it as, like, just the coolest thing of people that were, again, living authentically, and they're living it on the camera. Now, a lot of it is scripted, and a lot of it is not exactly what you would think. But at the end of the day, you know, I just thought it was fascinating because there's a lot of great things, like, you know, shows like Shark Tank and a lot of really interesting shows that have really made an impact in people's lives. I mean, shows like The Biggest Loser, I could name a thousand of them, and some of you guys probably watch them that are listening today. But I just, you know, have this passion for helping people and turning a passion into profit. And so
right.
I decided that would be a great reality show. So I have some connections out in La La Land, out in L.A., and we're working to put together a treatment that will hopefully turn into a pilot. And it's very exciting. But basically the premise is to help people launch a business that they don't have to go on a show like Shark Tank, although it's a great show. If you've invented a product and you need, you know, $250,000, this would be basically if you just have an idea and a passion and a few $100, we can help you.
We can help you get connected. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Help you start your own show and teach you the basics or your own business and teach you the basics of, you know, putting up a simple website and then, you know, how you can network and grow a business from home, which I've done repeatedly over and over and over. And
marketing, right?
All the marketing and sales
right.
side of it. So I'm really excited about that, and we'll see where that goes kind of in the future. And I'm expecting some things in the first quarter of 2017 about that. I want to, and I know Cindy's going to help me with this, I want to be able to build a network and kind of build a tribe of women who
right.
Are entrepreneurs, who kind of are the same thing. And, you know, maybe they want to do something like a network marketing business, which I've had a lot of success in, but maybe they're just a photographer and they love taking pictures of babies but don't know really how to make money from it. Or maybe they just
right.
need an extra $500 a month that would make a big difference in their family. So, you know, and maybe they want to turn it into an empire and make millions. But basically it's just about using your God-given talents and gifts and turning that into a profit if you want to. If you want to keep it as a hobby and it just be something that you enjoy doing, that's fun too. But so that's really what the show will be about. And I'm very excited about that.
I'm so excited too. Well, you know, people, being in corporate America for as many years as I was, and boy, it was a struggle to get to the top and be the only girl, I'll say that. But I'll tell you something that's always, always been gifted in this area, is that if you're a superstar, you're a superstar. It doesn't matter if you come from a trailer park or a billion-dollar house. It doesn't matter if your parents were born with money and you had it thrown out your whole life. That doesn't make you a superstar. It's something you have within yourself. And I think, you know, a lot of us just don't give ourselves enough credit that how much of a star we have inside of us. I tell my son all the time, he runs one of the biggest places in Nashville, Tennessee, and he says all the time, Mom, thank you for telling me how great I was. And now he's a great kid. He's speaking what you want for your life, over your life, and over the lives of your children. You know, we talked about this morning, that negativity, if you speak negativity into your life, you're going to get negativity, right? If you speak positive, you're going to get positive. And so and later on as we have more shows, Lisa is a great motivator and a great teacher of accepting and becoming who you're supposed to be. And so I know she's been a great inspiration to me of, you know, when I was sick, she called me every day and boosted me up. And I said, you know what, one day I just got up and I said, you know what, I'm not going to be sick. I'm just not going to be sick anymore. And so I started doing the right things and following the instructions of my doctors. And today, praise God, I can run down the driveway. So it's all about what you think of yourself and the, you know, we laugh about this, speaking what the universe has for you and accepting that. So I'm just excited.
Well, it's there. And that's the thing, Cindy, is that I'm learning as I get older, is that it's already there. The fact
it is
that
there.
you
fact that you have the desire or the fact that you really have this innate thing telling you to go do something,
yes.
the universe and God have already offered it up for you. It's
yes.
there. It's something God put in your heart.
Yes.
Now, it's different if you're saying, hey, I just want to, you know, live in a $1 million house and just hoard all this money for myself. But it's different if you come from a place of, do you hear the birds outside? That's what happens when you live at the beach. You know, when you put it out in the universe, that it's already there. God, it's a God-given thought, unless
it
it's a totally selfish thought. Then that's ego, and that's a whole other story for a whole other day. But, you know, I believe that that thoughts are things and that you can create your own reality. I do believe that. I believe we do it all the time. If you go around saying I'm fat, well, guess what? You're fat. If you go around saying I'm broke, guess what? You're broke. But you have to, and you know, and this is the thing too, there's a difference in speaking what you want and affirmations. So a lot of people talk about a lot about affirmations, right? So they say, I am rich, I am skinny, I am, you know, they put out this whole thing, I am in love with a wonderful person, I have a great marriage, you know, and they're saying affirmations when the truth is, if you are overweight or fat, you're fat. Come on, get off. You know, the mirror doesn't lie, and neither does the scale. But there's a difference in your thought not saying, I am, but this is what I want for my life. I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. I want to impact millions of women. I want to save every dog in the shelter. I want to feed the little children that don't have food. I want to get up every day and feel great, even though in your mind you know that the doctors have said you have this condition, Cindy, you could die an early death and not live a full natural 70 or 80 years, whatever that number may be. But you say, no, this is what I want. And I think, I know personally, I'm guilty of spending way too much time talking about what I don't want. Like, I mean, we spend a lot. Our natural human instinct.
Is
to say, well, I really don't like living in Florida, and I don't like the heat, and I don't like when my kids misbehave. I don't like when my husband doesn't do his honey-do list, or whatever the case may be. And the truth is, the real truth is, you've got to stop speaking what you don't want.
Yeah.
And you've got to retrain yourself.
Well,
and
a lot of times it's about worthiness. Like, you know, I've met a lot of women, you know, I do a lot of public service volunteer stuff, and, you know, I meet people that they just don't feel worthy, and it's the saddest thing, and we're going to deal with that later on in some more shows, but, you know, women that don't feel their worthiness, and that to not even accept what's right there in front of them, maybe they don't feel worthy of it, maybe they've been abused or mistreated or, you know, had bad luck, whatever it is, whatever you call it, but feeling that you're not worthy of what God has for you, you know, and we're all worthy. It's all about accepting it and being who we're supposed to be, right?
Well, again, that's thought. I mean, if you say I am worthy because the God said you're worthy, right?
Right, right.
But if you say I'm worthy, you're worthy. If you sit around and think you're not worthy, well, then guess what? You're right.
And what do you accept for yourself?
Right. I think that all of these things are things that I didn't know at 20, at 30. I started figuring a lot of this stuff out at 40.
42.
But even then, 40 is a big number, too, that kind of helps you get on the right path. But there's something about turning 50, and that's what I want to talk about really the last few minutes of the show. But there's something about turning 50 that you just get there and saying, now it's time for impact. And I know for a fact, for me, my kids being grown out of the house, I'm a grandma now, you're a grandma now, but our kids being grown, and then we have this extra time on our hands that we didn't have for 20 years. And so then we start saying, how can I do it? I don't involve myself in a lot of charities and stuff because of my travel. It's very hard to make some of those commitments to meetings and things. But what I have always done is I've always been a relationship advice person or a business coach. And on the side, I would do that. And I certainly have made a profit in that too. But I've done a lot of it kind of as charity work. And
what a great thing this is going to be for empty nesters, right?
I think
how many women our age are empty nesters now? Like, I was so empty nesting when my baby went off to college. You know, I have five kids. But my little Lexi, the last one, she's 20, and you think, oh, my God, what is there to do now? But life just begins at 50, I say, right?
Oh, I think you're right. And I think that a lot of people are in a place of not kind of knowing what to do with themselves. And
yeah.
I mean, you've got to do, for me, I know for me, one of my gifts, one of my passions is starting businesses, helping other people do that. You know, those are my passions, whether your passion is fitness or whether it is charity work. Cindy, I know you love that. You do a lot with like wounded vets and that's really your passion.
Yeah.
Whatever your passion is, and trying to fill that time up, because let's face it, you know, when you become an empty nester, you hit 50, you really start seeing yourself as, I have 15 more years now.
Right.
I might need extra money for, and we know we're talking about working years. We're talking not to live. I hope
right.
I have 50 more, but you know, you were talking about, you know, I want to make some extra money. I want to make extra impact. And turning 50, there's something about it that forces you to look at your own mortality and go, I got to make hay. I know for me, that is where this reality TV show stuff comes in. I've been dabbling in this for years. I've taken acting lessons for years. I've done really a lot of kind of cool things.
And then
the time
is now. The time
is
now.
Yeah, well, I played with those things.
Yes.
It's been fun. You know, it's been fun, and I really wasn't focused on it. But I know for me going forward, I want to have a focus and a direction, and I want to create a tribe of women that, you know, they say if you find your vibe, you'll find your tribe. And
right.
And this is my vibe. This is who I am, and wanting to help other women, wanting to inspire, want to have fun. You know, I really want this to be a fun show today, and it's been more of a kind of a serious show. But I just wanted, you know, the listeners to kind of get a taste of what we're going to be doing every week and different topics. And, you know, we're going to be able to have people call in, and we'll be able to have, you know, questions maybe at the end of the show. You'll be able to, like, write in questions as well. We will have the lisaasbell.com website up over the next couple of weeks, and there'll be a lot more information about really what our passion is and what our passion for this show is and what direction we're going. And
leaving
Cindy,
your job and having your passion, like how many years, you know, being in corporate America, I'm going to say this before we close, is so many years I was really, really, really good at what I did, but it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right.
And so I'm going to close with saying that, you know, there's so much out there that can be your own. You know, and people shy away from it for fear, for a lot of other reasons. But we just have a lot of excitement coming up, and I am so thrilled that she always picks me to be her sidekick, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, I do, because you have great charisma and you're funny as crap. I'll say that. And
do you want me to tell a one-legged joke before we leave? No.
You can tell any joke you want as long as it's PG-13.
Yeah, it is always. Not always, but you know, Lisa and I went. Lisa and I were at a casino one night, and of course we were gambling and playing poker, and I said, Lisa, watch this. And so I pulled my stool all the way back into the middle of the room from our poker table, and there was all these people with chips all around us, all these guys, and so I leaned over to the Chinese guy next to me, and I said, look, I promise you I can put my leg behind my head without getting off this stool. And if you'll give me $100 in chips, I'll show you. And I said, it's called Alabama Yoga. And so, you know, everybody collected all the money up. The guy that was dealing collected the money up. And I think it was $500, we told him. Anyway, everybody collected the money up, and I moved my chair back, and I just took my leg off and put it behind my head. And I said, all right, pay up now.
It was a classic Cindy moment.
It was a moment
to remember. So, well, thank you, Cindy, for you know, reminding me of that great story a few years ago.
Oh,
and I'm excited for you too. I'm excited for us in 2017. I'm excited in what we can bring the listeners. I'm excited in what we can accomplish together as we go forward for 2017 and set goals and inspire and encourage each other to be the best we can be and to have our best year ever in 2017.
Yeah.
So I am thrilled with that. And I'm thrilled to have you as my sidekick. And so
and
I'm just going to...
LisaAsbell.com. Let's say that again. LisaAsbell.com. Y'all watch for it. Big things are happening.
I am so excited, Cindy, to have you as a partner. And thank you for joining today and being in the studio with me. And you guys, we will be playing or posting again in another week. And we'll have a show. And we're going to try to do a weekly show and invite some really cool guests, too, who have accomplished great things 50 and beyond. And it'll probably always be women. So thank you so much. And just remember, the most important thing is that thoughts are things, and that you are creating your own reality and your own destiny by the things you think every day. So make every day a positive day and every thought a positive thought. Until next time.
Bye-bye.